This week's podcast is brought to you by Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. Also, Al Starnes and Coldwell Banker Realty.
Well, Rocket football fans, the result wasn't what we were looking for last week at Kentucky Country Day. But Coach Thompson, gosh, what a nice run it's been. And to fall 36-22 to the number one ranked team, according to the KHSAA power rankings, I'm still a little skeptical of those, I'll have to admit. But KCD, not to take anything away from them, they were a good football team. And what they do played well under the conditions.
Yeah, for sure. They are a really good football team, and I don't want to take anything away from them either. They came out and did what everyone thought they were supposed to do and took care of business. We just came up short, you know. I'm still kind of in shock, but, you know, we went out there and we fought, and that's something that we can be proud of. You know, we just got to learn how to get over that hump. Mm-hmm.
Their rushing game led by Dorian Hurd, he had 221 yards, and it was all that it was built to be, I felt like. And we stopped them at times, but for the broader scheme of things, that's what won that football game for them.
Yeah, we had some guys in position to make some plays, you know, throughout the night. But, you know, it just seemed like we'd come up short or a guy would fall off, and then all of a sudden it was just grass for days. Really and truly, offensively, defensively for us, but offensively for them, you know, big plays was the story of the night. Mm-hmm. They didn't really, like, sustain drives after the opening or that second drive of the game on us. You know, we were able to go out and for the most part, you know, stop them, but the big play is what killed us. So we get them well behind the sticks, and that was something that was one of our goals, our keys that we had to do defensively to be successful is get them behind the sticks, and we do that, and then all of a sudden they hit a big play. So that was difficult, you know. I know Coach Courtney will spend a year trying to figure out what you have to do to stop this offense or at least give yourself a chance to beat them. And you know, with the RPI the way it is, we may not see that team ever again. But, you know, for him, he feels like he wants to be able to stop everything. Mm-hmm. And he'll spend the next year doing that. It's just tough, you know, because you feel like, you know, their strength was our strength. And it just played into it. Felt really good about our defense going into it. But, you know, we just came up short.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that once they got into the grass, or it was grass for days. I want to know where you found grass on that football field or firm grass.
They
anyway.
Found it. They definitely found it.
It was muddy. It was a mess.
Extremely muddy, but you know, they were mudders. Yeah.
And it took you out of what you wanted to do offensively, and that hurt our offense.
Yeah, it really limited us. As far as what we called, you know, the kids, there was no excuses. They weren't complaining about slipping or not having traction or anything like that. But me as a coach, looking at what I could call or what I could do offensively, I really felt handcuffed and really felt one-dimensional. And that's on me. I should have had a better plan going into that in case the situation was like it was. But I felt like that what we were doing was working. We just got behind early, and it was really difficult to come back from that. So, you know, going forward, I'm not going to be caught with my hands tied like that again. I can't do that. That's not fair to the kids. I got to make sure that I have a answer for everything that comes up going forward as a coach if I want to be successful. So that's on me offensively, and it won't happen again.
Well, Xander Tabor, giving him the football was a great idea, and he was
it
his normal self, 139 yards, and congratulations goes out to him. He's the new single-season record holder at Crittenden County High School. Broke a record set way back in 1963. That was – hey, you always say things were before you were born. Yeah. That was before I was born. That was a year before I was born.
Yeah. So, now everybody knows your age.
Yeah. So, hats off to Xander Tabor. What a great season he's had. And, you know, he put himself in position to have this season by his what he did in the off season.
Yeah, he really worked hard in the off season, and I talked about this on the radio this weekend. His goal going into the season was to rush for 1,000 yards. You know, his goal wasn't to break the single season record. I don't know if that ever even crossed his mind until recently. So to go into it, he put the work in the offseason to have a 1,000-yard season, really be able to carry the load and be the guy. And he did that. And then you look what came from that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my message after the game to the guys is you got to remember every day, you know, what this feels like so that you do something every day to get better. And he did that last season. And then you look at the kind of year he had this year. I'm excited to see what he can be going forward because he has a whole nother year to go and put in that work every day like he did and then go at it again. So congratulations to him. He's an excellent running back. I love his work ethic and just watching him run the ball. It's special. So I'm excited about him getting that record.
Well, rightfully so. He's your offensive player of the game at KCD. Defensive players of the game, he had defensive players. There's Caden McAllister, who with 11 solos, 5 assists, 2 tackles for loss, and Noah McGowan, 6 solos, 9 assists. So you got a guy that's been here for, seems like forever, Caden McAllister, mm-hmm. and your newcomer, Noah McGowan.
Yeah, they
he's made a
over,
difference.
They were all over the place, you know, with the conditions how they were and then all the guys they had coming at them to be able to go in and make that many tackles, you know, just shows the kind of work ethic and really the drive and nastiness that got in them to just want to go and clean the ball up. You know, there were so many guys that played well defensively, but those two really stood out above the rest and just being there every play, every snap they were there, and they were having to go through so many double, triple teams, just multiple levels of blockers to get to the ball carrier. So they stood out. But another one I want to point out, it was Preston Morganson, who played on the backside of what they did the whole night and had 7 solos and a tackle for a loss playing basically what would have been a backside safety to the to their offense and was always on the backside. The effort and just extra to get to the ball and make plays was nice. It was promising to see out of him in the last one as a freshman getting ready to go into a sophomore season.
A couple other guys, Dylan Yates had a great game, 6 solo tackles, a couple behind the line of scrimmage. Braxton had 8 total tackles, 3 of them were solos. Just continue to get great efforts out of those guys. And Dylan Yates is your lineman of the week.
And half of it is for what he did defensively. You know, he was on the weak side of that, what they were doing as well. And like Coach Cordy said, he was, for a little while, he was the guy that was just shutting their offense down. He just took over. And then offensively, he had 4 roaches. It might be the first time in a game where Ian didn't have the most roaches in the game. Yates has just turned into a passionate player and really is an example for anybody that wants to see what a coach is looking for in a player. Right. He is the prime example of passion and letting that passion ooze out of him all the time and just having fun and probably some of the crazier things that you have to do with in football. And he just enjoys it and loves it so much. And, you know, I wish my son could be like him a little bit sometimes. It's crazy just that he loves it so much. And I'm excited with him just being a sophomore, what he's going to turn into as he continues to grow his love for the game.
He's another guy that really devotes himself in the off season to making sure he's ready to play.
Yeah, for sure. That's what makes him special is the time he spent in the off season. Mm-hmm. You know, he's grown so much just in 2 years, and if he continues to put that kind of work in, which I know he will because it's the kind of kid he is, he's just only going to get better.
Well, speaking of off season, that's where we're officially at now. Three times in a row, we've been to the regional championship, and you spoke to it after the football game, and I wrote about it, and much has been said about it. 3 times to that level, and I think your comment was district championships are meaningless.
Well, it is and at this point because this is where we keep getting to.
You want to get past it. The hunger's there. I think the coveted. You covet something greater is the way I wrote it. But I see that in you. I see that in this football team. We've watched these guys, and I've We all know that this, you know, we had some great juniors, seniors on this team, but this junior class kind of is the heartbeat of it, and you'll have all those guys back. And, boy, everybody's going to be expecting something special next year.
Yeah, for sure. And I really got to take back what I said a little bit as far as district championships are meaningless. And that's coming from, you know, before this year, you could lose the district championship and still be in the regional championship.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
Right. So the district championship is still something that it's got to be a goal of ours. Mm-hmm. But the big goal is to get over the hump. We got to get over the hump. So, you know, I said it Friday after the game. I said it Saturday. I feel like I'm being pushed.
Yeah.
For something greater right now, and I'm hungry for it. I'm driven. I mean, it's all I've thought about all weekend. I can't get it off my mind, and it's not necessarily I'm upset that it ended the way it is. I'm excited about what we're going to do this next go around, and I promise every day that I'm going to do something to make sure that I get better so that I can make sure that these kids get better.
Well, we got to keep the fire alive in the off season. Keep all these kids excited about what's going to happen next year, and get them in the weight room and get them bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah, for sure.
Coach Thompson, great season, great sophomore season. No sophomore jinx for you, huh?
Yeah, thank goodness. I don't want to jinx the kids. I want them to have an opportunity to be successful.
I don't know how many coaches in the state of Kentucky have gone to the Final Eight in their first two seasons, but congratulations, you're one of them.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Yes, sir.